Philip Semple PA, that's the teacher to create today's date is 01/29/2020. 4, date of birth is 01/28/2007. This is a 17-year-old female accompanied by mom here with cough, runny nose, and wheezing period. Mom said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. She said child celebrated her birthday yesterday and came home with worsening of her wheezing period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Denies chills, myalgia. Denies increased temperature. Next line. Denies shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. Child says she has just a little wheezing now, but it was worse yesterday. Next paragraph. Mom indicated in the past child has had similar problem when she was much younger, but did not an episode for a long time period. Next paragraph, past medical history, reactive airway disease, / bronchitis, / asthma. Next paragraph, past surgical history, none. Next paragraph, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies is none. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese child. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 112/76. Pulse 71. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.5. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous terminates. Next paragraph. Throat. No edema. No erythema. Uvula midline and mobile, no exudates, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscle. She has mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. It's located diffusely in both lungs. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, time 3, cranial nerve, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is a reactive airway disease. Assessment number 2 is rhinitis. Assessment number 3 is congestion. Assessment number 4, bronchitis. Next paragraph. In a clinic today, patient received the following dexamethasone, 5 milligrams, IM. A nebulizer treatment consists of albuterol and atrovent. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 15 minutes, then re-examined. She reports no side effects from the medication, says she's feeling a little better. Mom is comfortable with my discharge plans. Child was kept home from school today. She will return to school tomorrow. She was sent home with the following medication. Albuterol, 2.5/3 mL, nebulized solution. She used 3 mils with her home nebulizer machine, TIDPRN for cough, wheezing. Next medication, nebulizer machine with tubing and mass. Advised to use with the albuterol whenever child has cough or wheezing. He was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none, end of the patient.